The sugya of Oinoas Devarim. This week's parasha, we have a very powerful, explosive pasuk. One of the yesodos of Yadus, Judaism, and that is the prohibition to cause another fellow pain with your words. Parshas Bahar. Let's go to the source. Parshas Bahar. Okay, the pasuk says first, V'chi Simkru. We just learned this. V'chi Simkru Mimkol Amisecha Oy Kono Miyar Amisecha Al Toinu Ish Esochif. Now, when it says in the end of the pasuk Al Toinu, do not do harm, do not wrong, do Ish Esochif. This is discussing Oy Noas. Mammon, don't cheat. Don't cheat on your taxes. Don't steal. Don't charge people unreasonable fees for services that should cost a lot less. Okay, there's a lot of things going on today. Oinoas mammon. You charge someone, you charge for a mask. If you charge an outrageous amount of money, how much does this mask cost? How much does this mask cost? How much did I pay for this mask? I don't even know. I think something like a dollar. Something like a dollar for this mask. Some people are charging for this $10. Okay, that's oino. That's called oino. If the market rate, originally you couldn't get this. So then, I don't know, you couldn't get it. Supply and demand. But right now, on the market, you can get this. You can go into a store now and you can get this. There are stores that sell this. Some of the grocery stores sell it. The pharmaceutical stores, drug stores, and even the grocery stores, they ask them, they'll give you a mask. They charge like about a dollar. Okay? If a guy walks into the store, he doesn't know. He doesn't know what it costs. He's not in tune with what the cost of what's the products. And he says, a mask. Oh, there's a shortage, don't you know? I'm sure you heard in the news a shortage and you need this because nefesh, you walk in the street, who knows, you don't wear this, you're gonna die. Or you're gonna get a ticket for $1,000 from the NYPD. I'll do you a favor. $20. Okay, $20. So and you take and the guy, oh yeah, I need it. And he takes out $20 and he gives you $20 and you give him the mask. You, congratulations, you were just over on an iser de'oraisa of v'loisoinu ish es ochiv. Because this mask has a market value now when there's no longer a shortage, they're readily available, of about a dollar. Someone wants to rip you off maybe $2, but not more than that. Okay, not more than a dollar or $2 for this triple ply mask, which a doctor told me does almost nothing. He said, it's good that you should not touch your face. He said to me, it's good, you shouldn't touch your face, your nose. It's very good. And if you sneeze, you shouldn't contaminate somebody. But as far as breathing in contaminated air, you don't stand a day in the sun. But it's good. At least for two of the three purposes of wearing a mask, it's fine. If you charge someone $20, because he just doesn't know the reality that you can get this easily. You have to go to the store. You don't have to go to the store to go buy. You know, not easily, but it cost a dollar or two, and they charged him $20. I was over on this derais of al toinu ish esochet. That's called inos mamoin. We're not discussing that. Let's go further. The pasuk goes on to say yud zayin nochamo. Pasuk that I read to you was Pasuk Yudalit. But in Pasuk Yudzayin it says, V'loi soinu ish es amisoi. Nochamal, the same thing. What's the repetition? Don't wrongdo one min es amiso. And here it adds a potent expression. V'yoreisa me'eloikecha, ye shall fear your God, ki ani Hashem eloikechem. Rashi. Rashi, Ika Yisoidus of life was in Rashi, V'lo Yisoidu Ish Es Amiso Kan Hizirel Oinoas Devarim. Here we're discussing causing a person harm with words. Nasty insults. Shelo Yaknit Ish Es Chaveiroi. One man should not provoke his friend. V'lo Yasienu. Now Rashi, all of a sudden Rashi starts going, his wax poetic. Rashi here says more. Don't give bad advice. Deliberately give a guy bad advice. Below yasienu, advise. Yasienu means to raise. It's a good word, a hard word to translate the word yasienu. You shall not raise up. Eitzo she'enu hagen esloi. It could be good advice for someone else, but it's not good advice for you. According to the way and the benefit of the one that is coming to seek advice. You will say, miyodea. Who knows? Who's watching? Who's going to get me? Who's going to go and hold me responsible? Im nischavanti lira'o, lekach nemar. The pasuk concludes, v'yoreisa me'eloikecha, hayodea, machshavois, hu yodea Hashem, who knows your thoughts, he knows, kol davar hamoso lelev, she'ein makir elemishe hamachshava b'liboi. Anything that is only given over to your own heart, and the only one knows who has the machshav in his heart, so this is the makar for the Issa Dairais of Oinoas Devarim. Okay, so we have over here, I have a lot, there's a lot of good stuff on Oinoas Devarim. What exactly is Oinoas Devarim? I want to give you over here a lot of interesting things. First of all, it basically means you insult a person. Okay, that's Pashut, you insult a person. Okay, you say something nasty, and Chazal very much like to compare these two psukim back to back. The difference between Oinoas Devarim and Oinoas Mammon. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Nunches, easy to remember, Noyach, the Gemara there writes, Godol Oinoas Devarim Yoyser Me Oinoas Mammon. Greater is the prohibition of Oinoas, the words, more than the pain. You call the word Oino means pain. Oino means pain. Some say that Yonah that was swallowed by a fish, when the fish was talking, it wasn't the fish, it was Yonah in the fish that was talking. Yonah means pain, suffering. People think in Tanakh, I told this to you in the past, people think, he asked them from all of the Ishei HaTanakh, who is the one who suffered the most? So what will you say? Eoiv! Eoiv! Everyone will jump. They'll jump off the Washington Bridge to tell you that Eoiv is the one who suffered the most. Wrong. Gang. Wrong. The one who suffered the most was Yonah. Eoiv is the person who studied. He is the man in Tanakh who studied the meaning of suffering. Yonah did not study suffering. He suffered. Eov suffered, don't get me wrong. Eov lost his 7 children. He lost his wealth. He was in physical torture for 7 months. You know, the whole ordeal of Eve was only 7 months. People suffer their whole lives today. From the time they're born until they leave this world, they suffer for years, decades, a whole life. It's amazing. Eve suffered for 7 months. That's it. It was over. After 7 months, he got better. He was healed. And his wealth was restored. And he had a new life, new children. Now, to me, you know, you can't replace children. I mean, I don't know. That never goes away. Bereavement never goes away no matter what. No matter what. So I don't. It's a very difficult chazal. What chazal mean that he had more children? Maybe it just means it was a distraction. That Hashem gave him children, which he loved very much. And it just basically was a distraction from dwelling upon his first set of children, which passed away. Because there's no such thing as ever having nechama for such a tragedy like that. So how could Chazal say, money, okay, you give me the money. So money, I guess to a degree money is replaceable, right? Even though you may love your old car, you give me a new car, I'll forget about the old car. But children, it's very difficult with Chazal mean that if everything was restored, even that had children, has to mean just that it was a distraction. And a distraction in life is also good. Person suffers a lot, and you distract him, you accomplish quite a bit. You can never really take away true pain. True pain can never be taken away. But in any event, Chazal say, the word Yonah means onah. Yonah comes from the word suffering. Yonah was the one who suffered the most. Yonah did not spend time analyzing the meaning behind suffering. He just suffered. Eoif suffered plenty, but not as much as Yonah. He was unique in that he had the desire, the drive to analyze why. Why? What's the purpose? Why did Hashem make a world where human beings suffer to such an extreme? What's the purpose? And the whole discussion, the give and take with his friends, we once learned, we learned Eov in the Shir. I remember almost nothing, totally forgot everything we learned, totally forgot the whole thing. And it's a very complicated sugya, but it's a different type of person. In any event, it's the worst thing you can do. The word Yonah means oinah, suffering. Godl oinahs devarim yosim yonahs mamen. Sheba oinahs devarim hu oimer. What's the reason why? By oinahs devarim, it says the expression v'yareisa me elokecha. Something that it does not say by oinahs devarim. Okay, another thing. Rabbi Eliezer oimer. Oinahs devarim is beguf. When you say to a person you're ugly, you insult their being. But money, you say, I don't like the color of your car. I don't like the color you painted your house. It's not me. It's not personal. It's not personal. It's the object you don't like. You're not insulting me. Next, the ilu nader. Money you can give back. But an insult, you never can take back. You know, it's very true. There are people like me, you look at another person, you can remember the compliments, you don't remember. The insults, you don't forget the insults. Someone says a nasty insult to you, it lingers and echoes in your head your whole life. And a compliment, yeah, a compliment. It's not usually very sincere, so it disappears. But when someone attacks you with an insult, it touches your core. It's very, very hard to shake off that insult. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer, the B'chol Avera is another fourth difference. Other Averas Hashem punishes al yedei sholiach. Oinoas devarim, Hashem himself punishes. So we have over here four differences between oinoas mamoin and oinoas devarim. One is beguf, one is your mamoin. One, it says v'yareisa milokecha. The other one, it does not say v'yareisa milokecha. One, you can return. One, you cannot return. And one, you're punished al yidei shliach. One, you're punished al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now, next part of Oinoas Devarim. In this sefer of Dvorkis, he shows that there are different madregot in Oinoas Devarim. Here we go. There is a Noas Devarim, and also from the other side of the Sefer, Rav Tez, we also discussed, has a whole chapter dedicated to this, a Noas Devarim. There are different types of people that you can cause harm to, and they're not all the same. If you cause tsar to an almana, a widow, and a yosaim, that's in a different league. If you cause tsar to a Talmud Chacham, that's also something very different. If you cause tsar to a woman, this is an amazing thing. Women, they are of a different nature than men. Men, every man is dull. Every man, relative to a woman, has a thicker skin. A joke that you can make that would be considered to be 100% innocent to a man would be considered an insult to a woman. Women have a different sense of emotions. That's the way Hashem made the world. Not because they're better or they're worse, it's just that they're different. And if Chazal say the rules of Oinoas Devarim are different for women than they are for men, the sensitivity sensor is much, much higher. And what comes out of your mouth when you speak to a woman has to be gauged and evaluated very different than what comes out of your mouth when you speak to another man. And likewise to your wife, to a wife also. A wife is also part of the category of women. Again, then we discussed that the category of causing tsar to a widow is in a different league. The Torah multiple times says, do not cause pain to a widow, a yosam and a yosam. The tsar that you cause to a Talmud Chacham is also in a different league. There are numerous memori chazal that tell us, watch out when it comes to Talmud Chacham, keep your mouth shut. If you don't understand, I once got into a lot of trouble. I once said something not nice about a very, very big Talmud Chacham, and I was put in my place very harshly. I was told that this person is the Urim V'Tumim. Just because your little head doesn't understand, too bad for your little head. Keep your mouth shut. If you don't like it, just keep your mouth shut, and that is absolutely correct. Okay, so there's a Talmud Chacham, a Yosam the Almana, the category of Noshim, and amongst the category of Talmidei Chachamim is also a category of Rabbanim, people of authority. Don't cause people who are in a position of authority tsar. It's not a good thing. Okay, now there are lucky. There are a lot of different subcategories. There is one specific interesting shaila about Einoas Devarim, which I want to discuss. Okay, now this is something. Okay, this there are a few interesting things. Let's do one thing at a time. Is there a violation? And this was Nogeat me a Maisa Shahaya. Rav Meir, are you here, Rav Meir? Are you online here? Still, Rav Meir? Rav Meir, are you still with me? Meir Appeldorf, you still here? He turned off his picture. When someone turns off their picture, I don't know if they're still here. They just disappeared somewhere. It doesn't seem like he's here. He disappeared. Okay, if you're here, Meir, don't. He knows what I'm talking about. But here is a shaila. Shaila is there an issue of a noas devarim? Is there a violation if you omit a person? The shaila was presented the chikrei leiv, the shuvas hagoinim, where a gabai he made a mishaberch v'choilim, and there was one fellow in the shul that the gabai did not like. So he went through the entire list. And he deliberately left out one person. So you could imagine the person who was left out was incensed. How dare you omit my name from the list? Whatever the situation, you have a long, you're giving a list. In this case, it seems that different people, they made a request that a mishberch be made on behalf of a chayla. And all of the requests were fulfilled with the exception of one person, not because there was anything against the chayla, but the person who asked that the chayla be mentioned was not liked by the gabai, and he left it out, and it was noticeable that it was left out. So the question is, obviously this is not a nice thing to do, v'yasisa yosha v'yatayv, but we want now to define the technical law. There's an Isser de Oraisa called Leitoinu Ish Es Amiso V'Yereisa Me'elokecha Ni Hashem. Is there a violation where you enumerate many, many people and you deliberately leave out one person? Is that just, no, you're not a nice guy, but I can't say that you're an Avarion, you're a person who has transgressed the Torah law, or maybe I can say that you are an Avarian, you have transgressed the Torah law by omitting a person in a list. What are the tzadim? Because the prohibition, we call it oinoas devarim, words. The way I insulted somebody is by not mentioning that person. And even though it was through a dibur, but it's like a grama. It's indirect. I mentioned A, B, C, D, and I left out someone else. That is the dilemma. So, what would you say? What would you say in this halacha? So I'll read you over here what it says over here. Very interesting shaila. It says here, v'shuv motzasi. Here's the shaila. I'll read the whole thing over here. This comes from the Kaf HaChaim, from Rav Chaim Falagi. V'yesh b'inyin sheshol odom mechaver eze inyin aydei michtav, v'einoy meshivoy, v'ein meshivoy, and there is no answer. Yesh b'kach misho mitzar lechaveroy. Okay, I'm going ahead. Here is the point, and here is... Where is it? I'm looking for exact shaila. I'm reading from the wrong sefer. One moment. I'm sorry. Here it is. Here it is. It's in this sefer. Here it is. Okay. Al tzad shemitzayr chaveroy oivar al isra oinos devarim. Okay. No, I can't find it. One second. Here it is. Okay, now I got it. Okay, this is a Sheilus of Tshuva Sefer called the Shut Chikrei Lev. It says there, the following Shaila. Simon Pei, Don Bezed, the Nishal Sham, Beshliach Tzibur, She'osa Mishaberach, L'chol Echad Meha Mispalalim, V'dileg b'kavono al echad mehamispalalim. V'al zeh kosa bal hachikrei leif, v'zeh l'shoinai, he presents the chakira. Achein, mitzad echad, yesh lodon benidon didon, yesh bitul mitzvah, you did an avera. Trei kosov lois soinu ish es amisoi. And the gemara, v'chosu b'gemara b'bav mitziyah, hanal, d'be'oi noas d'vorem ha'kosov medaber. The Iker Halav who Shaloi Litzaer es Chaveroi Bidvarim Oil Chorfoi. But Vim Kain, Benidoin Didon, in our dilemma, our Shiloh, Kishele Maskiroi Bimishaberach, Harehu Machshivoi Libisoi. You're making Mavaze. Uchi Ilu Humifurish Mufurish Meadas Yisrael. The Yesh Lav Deloy Stanu. It's like you're separating him from the rest of the community and you're causing him pain with words. The Chi Toimar Ein Onu Ein Lonu Elo Inoas Devorim Sha'al Yidei Diburoi Mitzaroi. The Chikre Lev says, who says this fits into the category? Maybe this is not called Inoas Devorim because the way you were Mivaze is to silence. Everyone else got mentioned, and he did not. Through silence, ulai lo yihye iser oino. So technically, you did not do the avera. You're not a nice guy, but we can't go give you malchus. Anyway, you can't give you malchus on dibur, but we can't. The degree of severity is reduced. Is that correct or not? So he comes to the conclusion that it's
absolutely silent treatment.
So that he comes
don't
to the
talk to somebody. Is that enough?
No. Oh, so yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's You call up the person to silent treatment. Yeah. Is that called a noas devarm? Okay, his case over here is a little more specific. Where you make a mishabech, let's go one thing at a time. We make a mishabech for everyone, and one person you leave out. Ulam yesh loimar. He says even better, the maskon is any type of tzar, even like you just said, silent treatment. And he brings a proof to this. If you give a person a dirty look, that's also called oinoas devarim.
If a rebbe doesn't call on a student,
that's chinuch. See, that's already that you're already going into the world. And the rules of chinuch have a different guidelines. obviously you can abuse halacha, and you have to use common sense, but there are certain rules in chinuch that are not rules in everyday life that we all know. Okay, that's a davar pashut. So let's not cross that line at this moment. Let's just keep this to the basics. Chen kosav, he writes over here, and then shal sadya, and he brings another raya. It says v'yesh raya lezem imash kosav v'amsev hamanik shemoinim lokayin shulalois leduchan. One of the things that it says that this halacha of Eino Atzam is if you prevent a koyein from duchening, I don't want you to duchen. So you didn't go and be mevaze him by doing something to him. The bezoyin was you just did not allow him to do what he ordinarily does. That's not called dibor, that's silence. And nevertheless, or you don't give a person an aliyah. Can you imagine a person who's expected to get an aliyah, and you don't give him the aliyah? Every year he gets this aliyah, and this year you don't give him the aliyah. That is also called, it's cited in the Sefer Hamanik, it's also, this Paisik, he holds that to be Oinoas Dvarm. Now the reason why this is very relevant for me is because I was really, really turned off very recently. I was actually shocked beyond my wildest belief, where there was a Levaya, and at the Levaya, five people spoke. And a person wrote up the Levaya, and in the write-up, they didn't cite anyone's name. They did not actually cite the person's name, but they said who they were. This person was this relative, and this relative. They basically said, you know, he's a brother, a father, a son. They said they identified by title who they were, who these people were. And there was one person, there were five people, and there was one person who they completely left out. And the reason why they left it out was obvious, because this person was part of an institution that the writer felt is not up to their standards, up to their standards of Yiddishkeit. Okay? It's not, it's you know, The writer felt that they're on a very exalted high level, and anyone that identifies with this institution is not eligible to be mentioned, period. Period. So he reviewed, he summarized the entire event. There were five speakers. Four of the speakers were mentioned. Their names were not mentioned, but their relationship, who they were mentioned with a short citation, and one person was completely omitted. And I could not believe it. My jaw dropped. I showed this to someone else, and they were even more in awe, even more in shock. Another person, couldn't care less. Another person I showed it to, he didn't make much of it. He didn't really think much of it. He didn't really react too much. But I believe this is mamash this week's parsha. This week's parsha, v'loisoinu ish es am yisoy. When you leave someone out in a conspicuous way, this is an open, blatant violation of loisoinu ish es am yisoy. And that's why it says in the pasuk, v'yoresa me'elokech ani Hashem. I want to suggest, doesn't say this anywhere, is that's exactly why it has to say only by Einohas Devarim, V'yoresa me'elokech ani Hashem. What was the first thing that we started with in the sugya of Einohas Devarim? We started by comparing Einohas Devarim to Einohas Mamon. By Einohas Mamon, it does not say the words V'yoresa me'elokech. But by Einohas Devarim, it does say V'yoresa me'elokech. Dover hamosu liliboy shalodom nemar bo v'yoresa me'elokecha. And Rashi was bothered by it. Rashi was obviously very disturbed why it says this. And Rashi gave an answer. Rashi is the Iker. Rashi, Rabban Shel Yisrael. The Iker is because we're discussing specifically giving advice. A person comes to you and he asks you a question. Should I buy the car or should I not buy? Should I buy? Should I lease? So it's a very tough question. For some people, it's better to lease. Some people, it's better to buy. You do not like this person. And you really have a lot of experience. You have a lot of experience in this matter. And you know honestly what the right thing is for him to do in this situation based upon your experience. So you really, you have a right to the pask in this halacha, the answer this dilemma. It's not a halacha dilemma, because you're in a position to know, and you know clear in your mind that for this fellow, the correct decision is that he should buy the car and not lease the car. But you don't like him. I don't like you. I just really don't like you. And I have this built-up hatred over the years for him. And now I want to take revenge. So I'm going to say to him, you know, better lease the car. And no one will ever be able to get you for this, because since you know so much information, you'll always be able to go and rationalize and eloquently prove that the right decision for this fellow was to lease the car, not buy the car. But deep down in your heart, you know that the right thing for him to do is to buy and not lease. So the Torah says, oh, you're giving advice, and there's no way in the world you're going to get caught. Guess what? It's my world. It's my world. This is the pshat in the pasuk, why it says, I want to present you a drush. And the drush is, do you know why it says, it's answering the chikrei leiv's question. Maybe we can suggest, me'ikar hadin, the only way you can be in violation of oinoas devarim is when you say something nasty. You look at a person and you say something not nice. It causes him pain. But if I'm the gabbai and I'm making a mishaberach and I leave him out, or it's expected that he's supposed to get the aliyah this week, that everyone knows that on this parsha he gets shiras hayam every year. He gets shiras hayam. I didn't call him up. I was quiet. I was silent and not calling him up. I could say, listen, you know, I forgot, or you know, every year. But in your heart, you know that the silence was to insult the person. That I can't get you for the beginning of the pasuk. Loitoinu ish es amisoi. That means you're doing something. There is something active. I'm opening up my mouth and saying something with dibur. But if I'm quiet, I'm not a nice guy. But you can't label me as an avarion on a pasuk in the Torah. Along comes the end of the pasuk. V'yoreisa me'lokecha ani Hashem. It's addressing silence. It's, if you're silent, yes, you are an avarion. Because it's davar hamosel liba shel adam. Why were you quiet? Why did you omit mention of this fellow? If everyone else gets mentioned and he was not mentioned, yeah, you could say, you know, there's a limit in how many words we can put in the article. You can come up with a million excuses. Why, what, when, how. Yeah, you can. What was in your mind? Why did you single him out specifically not to mention him? It's because you're holier than thou. Because you got a problem. You got a problem. V'yareisa me'elokecha ani Hashem. Your silence is guilt. And therefore, you're just as guilty. The end of the pasuk, I want to suggest, is addressing the silent type of the Eino Astavakim. When it comes to Mamon, there's no such thing. It's either you're a ganef or you're not. Either you cheat the guy, you don't cheat the guy. Did you steal? You didn't steal. That's the only din. But when it comes to causing another fellow tsar, it can come through dibur or it can come through silence. I once saw a guy, I saw him do this, it's unbelievable what people do. He went, there was a line of people wanting to say hello to him, say give him shalom aleichem. And there was a guy in the line that he didn't like. So what did he do? It's bad enough, you know, you can go to a guy and you can just ignore him. You look at the person, and you ignore him. There's a better way to do it. You know how you do it? Before the guy who came, there was a kid. There was a little kid. And this fellow, he went and he sees the little kid. And he spends 10 minutes talking to this little nobody. this little kid. And then after he finishes the little kid, he then snubs the other guy. That's really an insult with a cherry on the top. It's one thing when you insult, you ignore someone. But it's another thing when you show the person, anyone is more chashev than you. Even a child is more chashev than you. I'll go and I'll talk to the child and engage him. And when it comes to you, I'll turn my face. That's a nos devarim. Oh, but I didn't say anything. No. V'yareisa me elokecha ani Hashem. The silent words. That is mosu l'liboy shel adam. All right, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Mir Shem tomorrow, 9:30.
Rabbi Levine?
Yes.
When you say not inviting someone, it has like an avak, the avak of kamsa bar kamsa.
There was worse, because there he physically threw him out. There was worse. Kamsa bar kamsa was much worse. He told him to leave. He mamish told him, get up and get out.
I agree. I'm saying it has
There are many madrigals. I'll tell you a wonderful story. I'll tell you a story that's over the top. This story, I think about the story every day almost. There was a Maisha Hoya many, many years ago where they invited, every week there was a guest speaker. And the organizer invited a very choshev person. And then the people, and there was the sign was up that he's gonna speak. Happened to be this person that was going to speak was a member of a community that there was some kanoim in the community did not appreciate. They didn't like him. They were upset to allow such a person to speak in their holy Dalet Amos. So they went to the rabbi of the shul and they said, Rabbi, do you know that you have a shiur in this shul? The organizer invited a person that we don't like. He represents a hashkafa that's not ours. So the rabbi said, too bad. He said, no, we're going to protest. We're going to make a big stink. If you don't go and do something, we're going to protest and we're going to... And there was a lot of pressure by the kanoim on the rabbi. The rabbi gave in to the kanoim. He called in the organizer of the shir. And he said, listen, there are a lot of empty cans out there that make a lot of noise. And they're putting on me all this pressure that you invited this fellow. I have no problem with him. You have no problem. What do we need this for? Call up the guy and tell the guy he's not invited. What do we need this for? So the organizer says, Rabbi, had I known, I wouldn't have invited him. You're right.
Of course.
But we already invited him. He's on the sign.
Right.
And therefore, here's what he says. He says, Rabbi, if you want me to uninvite him, listen, it's your shul, you're the boss, but Rabbi, you have to convene a bezdin of Chaf Gimel. We need a bezdin of 23 dayanim. To be mevaze a person berabim is a bezrayu of shvichas damim. To embarrass a person in public is murder. To murder a person. We need 23 judges. You're number one. You get me 20. You get like a hetemer rabbanim. Okay, we don't need 100, but we need 23 dayanim to murder this person. When you'll bring me 23 rabbanim that tell me you're right, I'll uninvite him. That was the end. The guy spoke. No one came to protest. Shalom al Yisrael. Unbelievable story, right? Unbelievable story.
Unbelievable.
I actually wrote this up in a letter to someone that did something exactly the same thing. And I got really worked up, which I should not, because it's not good to get worked up and be an extremist. But unfortunately, I have a hot temper sometimes. And I added a little, it was moisif neufich mi delay. What did I add to the equation?
Uh-oh.
I said, there's a halacha that when a dayon paskins, dine nefoshois, the chav gimel dayonim and the Sanhedrin, they have to fast yoshev betainis. On the day when they paskin, dine nefoshois, they have to be yoshev betainis. So I wrote in my letter, tell me, Did you eat breakfast that morning? The morning when you made that decision, did you eat breakfast? What did you have for breakfast? Toast? Scrambled eggs?
Coffee.
Coffee? Did it taste good? Was it delicious? It may have been delicious for you, but for us, it was poison.
Wow.
That was my hoisafa to the...
Wow.
It really resonates. That story is a good story. It's a good story. You need 23 dayanim. All right, have a wonderful day. Of Meir, you like the share of Meir? You like the share?
Very good, but I wonder what magazine you were talking about.
Meir, it's our secret. It's our secret. Don't you dare.
No, it's no big secret.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare, Meir.
Da.
Don't you dare.
Rabbi Levine?
It's our secret, yeah.
Rabbi Levine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Question. The person who is embarrassed or insulted, is he obliged to give shlicha?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know.
Is he in a way?
I don't know the answer to that question. One thing is for sure.
Why?
It's a very tough question that you're asking. One thing is for sure.
If he does give shlicha, is he hurting the person by telling him that he's done wrong?
No. What do you mean? What do you mean? To tell the person that you embarrass someone? What? I don't understand. An avla was done. If a crime was committed, you call the police.
A person is embarrassed.
Yeah.
A person is embarrassed, and they say, Erev Yom Kippur, you go around to everyone you feel you've hurt, or someone who's hurt you, you want to give them a shlicha for it.
Let me tell you the rule. The rule is, giving mechila is like fundraising. In fundraising, if you ever take a course in fundraising, there's a rule. The first thing about fundraising is as follows. If you don't ask, you don't get. There's no such thing, any organization in the world, people just give to the organization. No one is giving to Hatzalah. Just because Hatzalah saved your life and they fielded I don't know how many thousands of calls, guess what? Hatzalah today would not have one penny in the bank if not for the fact that they made a massive campaign and a telethon. If you don't ask, you don't get. You can do all the biggest chassadim, do all the nice things. You have to ask the people, give me money. Give. When it comes to mechila, it's the same thing. If you don't ask for forgiveness, you don't get. There's no difference. If a person has no desire to ask mechila from the victim has zero obligation out of the goodness of his heart to forgive someone. You want to forgive someone out of the goodness of your heart? That's a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus. It might be a very nice thing. It's like someone sending in a check to Hatzalah. Someone make the Hatzalah, is a Hatzalah call. They come, you call Hatzalah, they come, they save your life. On your own, the next day you write out a check to Hatzalah. That's a very nice thing to do, and that's the right thing to do, but it's not your obligation. It's a moral thing to do, how far it goes, and if the person, when it comes to a person insults you and he still thinks he did nothing wrong to you, maybe you're not doing him a favor by being meichel him. It's a gray area. There are so many variables in this question. Talk about a parent to a child. A parent forgives a child no matter what.
I understand that. It happened one time that someone embarrassed me inadvertently. I went to him and I offered mechila, shlicha, and he wouldn't acknowledge it.
Oh. So,
and that hurt even more.
Exactly. So no, you don't do that. You don't go. Right, there's no need. If you don't ask, and especially, it's not that you don't ask. I shouldn't say you don't ask. It's they don't feel a sense of guilt. Sometimes they're just too embarrassed to ask. But their embarrassment is equivalent. The embarrassment is equivalent to the desire to ask. A person doesn't even have that. I did nothing wrong. Then okay, you did nothing wrong. So good for you. So have a nice day. Leave me alone. You have to go forgive them. On the other hand, in Kriya Shema Al Hamita at night, you do say, V'lo ye'onesh shum adam b'sibasi. No living creature in this world should be punished because of me. So how do you reconcile that? That we do find such a principle that you want to go, it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. There are different levels of forgiveness. There's one level of no one should be punished because of me. That doesn't mean the person is forgiven. I know it sounds impossible to understand this. How could you separate the two? But in Hashem's world, you can separate the two. A person should definitely live with a principle in life. No one in this world should be punished because of me. But that does not mean you forgive them. It does not mean you forgive them. In Kriya Shema Al Hamita, you say, I'm moichel, I forgive everyone. That's a very big midas chasidus. And not everyone can bring themselves to say that. But many people can bring themselves to say, v'lo ye'onei shum adam b'sibasi. I think 99% of the population falls in that category. I find that I'm in that category. I feel that I can say, I don't want anyone in this world to be punished because of me. Can I say a moichel every night? I can, it's lip service. I can say it. Do I really mean it? I have to be honest with you, I don't. Because people who really cause me pain, and they don't care, they don't give a hoot, they couldn't care less. And they look and they treat me with contempt. I'm not moichel you. I don't forgive you, but do I want you to be punished because of me? No. I'm not the trigger man here. I am not interested in being the cause of any living creature in this world of their suffering. But can I say that I forgive you? No, I can't. Is that a contradiction? It sounds like a contradiction, but it's not a contradiction.
It's not a contradiction. It's understandable.
It's not a contradiction.
Maybe you could say that's the difference between you could forgive him, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to forgive him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tiny to you, but not your friend.
Okay, right.
Along those lines.
You're taking the Adam Lamakim in the Chavera. But one thing is important. It's important to appreciate the principle of lo ye'onei shum adam b'sibas. That's a very important insight.
You heard that?
No.
The Malbim explained in the Pasuk in Akrimos, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'naf shohu. There's a difference. It uses the word nefesh. He's meduyuk on the word nefesh as opposed to adam or ish. It's a soul. Nefesh is a soul. And the animal has, there's a person has the outer person, the physical being, and then there's the spiritual being, I mean the life force, rather. It's like the Soferno said, if dumb is, it has oxygen, you are what you eat, you take on the characteristics. That's the soul. But the Malbim says there's a difference in the life. You can't eat blood.